Recognize this character?
Good afternoon, Piglet. If it is a good afternoon, which I doubt.
Many happy returns of the day.
Of course, that's Eeyore, the donkey from Winnie the Pooh. Maybe you know someone with that personality type. Perpetually down in the dumps, a cloud of gloom always overhead. But some doctors say that may not actually be a personality type. It may be a disorder, something called dysthymia, a mild chronic depression that can last for decades. An estimated 5% of people have it, but most who do don't know they have it, so they don't seek treatment. That can have consequences for their work, family, and social lives, and it may even put them at higher risk of suicide. Our next two guests are well acquainted with dysthymia. Dr. Daniel Klein is chairman of the psychology department at Stony Brook University. Welcome, Dr. Klein.
Hi, Sasha.
And also Michelle Gurdis. She's a dysthymia sufferer who manages the Dow Jones Newswire's monitoring desk in New York. Michelle, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Michelle, you recently blogged on the Wall Street Journal blog The Juggle, which has to do with balancing family and work, about dysthymia, and you say it could be called the story of me. What is it about this disorder that you recognized in yourself?
Well, you know, always feeling gloomy, moodiness, self-consciousness, quick to anger. And for a long time, I thought this was just my personality. It's just who I was. And I made a lot of excuses for it until I finally ended up with a severe postpartum depression. And coming out of that, feeling good for the first time in a very long time, I realized that what I'd been feeling before was not normal. It wasn't a mood. It wasn't me. It was an illness.
At some point, did you actually get a formal diagnosis of dysthymia, this chronic depression?
No, well, my therapist has never given it a name. She just calls me a lifer.
A lifer.
In that I'm someone who benefits from being on antidepressants as long as I need to be, and that may be my entire life. And also, after I came out of my postpartum depression about 2-3 years ago, it became really important to me to be outspoken about it. I think there's, you know, still a lot of stigma attached to depression, and particularly postpartum depression. And it's amazing once you are open with people about this and present it as a treatable illness, how many people have come to me, coworkers, people who email me, who have said, thank you so much. One of my pet projects is getting the medical community to realize that this is real. We're not just crazy hormonal women. We have a medical problem that needs to be addressed quickly.
And Dr. Klein, how common is the story that Michelle just described? People who suddenly realize maybe this is more than just my personality, maybe I have something.
I think Michelle's story is actually quite common. I think it's common particularly for people who have an early onset of dysthymia, which may start in childhood or adolescence, to sort of come to see it as who they are and in some cases not even to recognize that they're feeling state is different from the way most other people feel.
Chronic mild depression has been described as persistent feelings of hopelessness and irritability and low self-esteem and low energy. Is there anything else you'd add to that list if someone's trying to identify themselves as possibly having it?
Loss of interest and pleasure is an important component. Often there are sleep difficulties, sleeping too much, not sleeping enough. Certainly pessimism, hopelessness, self-blame.
And if you have chronic mild depression and you're showing those symptoms, are you often able to function better on a day-to-day basis than someone with full-blown depression is?
Well, I mean, chronic depressions and major depressions come in a variety of flavors of severity. But on balance, the impairment that's experienced by people with mild chronic depressions is really about equivalent to that of somebody with a major depression.
How do we tell the difference?
Well, major depression is something that typically has a more acute onset, you know, whereas dysthymia develops slowly, insidiously. It's hard to pinpoint when it actually starts. Major depressions are a bit more severe, sometimes much more severe at a particular point in time when they're at their worst, although I don't want to give the impression that dysthymia is not in its own way very severe. I think people with dysthymia are more likely to be unemployed. They're more likely to be single or divorced. And then on top of that, most people with dysthymia also have periods that get more severe. So major depressions typically last a matter of months, and that can certainly do some damage. But when you think about people who have been more mildly depressed for most of their lives, the cumulative damage that does is often much more.
It very slowly can erode relationships. Your spouse never knows who they're going to get, the angry one, the blue one. Over time, you know, years of this, people can only put up with so much, I think.
And, sure.
You know, it can be really damaging in, marriages, friendships, maybe your relationships with your boss and coworkers.
That's right, and it drains your confidence and affects your self-image and mm-hmm. reduces your ability to initiate things, and you just get stuck.
I wonder, Michelle and Dr. Klein, do you ever encounter people who feel that we are once again labeling something? We have to diagnose it. It can't just be that some people are always down in the dumps, they're always gloomy, and that some people are resistant to the idea that there may be a name for this, a medical name for this?
Yes, certainly there are people that feel that way, and I'm not unsympathetic to that. In the introduction, you sort of drew this line between a disorder and personality, and I'm not sure there's really always such a clear distinction. But I think that it's important to take a practical viewpoint, and as Michelle said, if you're unhappy and you're not functioning well, this is something that one can do something about.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's helped in my relationships, my marriage, certainly in my career. This radio interview, in fact, is something I would have never done a few years ago.
Dr. Klein, are there times in people's lives when whatever is going on in their life, maybe their marriage is on the rocks, their kids aren't doing well, they're not happy in their work, and because of that situation, they have a right to be depressed. They're you would expect to be depressed. Is that a case where we might be reluctant to say that's chronic mild depression or that's major depression? That's just how you're feeling about life at the moment?
Well, that's a big and currently very controversial issue. So it's clear that depressive episodes are closely linked to life stress, but it's also clear that people go through life and they experience tough times and they feel down, and sometimes it passes, and we shouldn't necessarily label just feeling down under adverse circumstances a disorder. But exactly where to draw that line is very, very unclear.
Dr. Daniel Klein and Michelle Gerdes, thanks very much for talking with Here and Now.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.